Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Lawsuit accusing major meatpackers of price manipulation moves forward. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A sweeping class action lawsuit accusing the nation's four largest meatpackers of manipulating cattle and beef prices is moving forward after a federal judge certified several groups of plaintiffs. According to Cowboy State Daily, the lawsuit alleges JBS, Tyson Foods, Cargill, and National Beef coordinated to restrict beef supplies and inflate prices between 2015 and 2020. Ranchers claimed they were paid nearly 7% less for cattle, while consumers and businesses paid higher beef prices. Together, the four companies control more than 80% of the U.S. fed cattle processing market. Crook County rancher Tyler Lindholm and State Senator Ogden Driscoll say decades of consolidation have left ranchers with too few buyers and too much power concentrated among the major packers. Other Wyoming cattle producers remain skeptical, warning that additional pressure on meat packers could lead to plant closures and even fewer processing options. The companies have not responded publicly to the latest ruling. Wyoming Legal Group urges senators to oppose Todd Blanche nomination. More than 70 Wyoming attorneys, retired judges, and former state officials are urging Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis to oppose Todd Blanche's nomination for U.S. Attorney General. According to County 17, the group includes two former Wyoming Supreme Court Chief Justices, three former state attorney generals, and several former presidents of the Wyoming State Bar. In a July 16th letter, the group raises ethical concerns over Blanche's role in settling a lawsuit involving President Donald Trump's tax returns and creating a nearly $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. A federal judge later voided the settlement, finding the lawsuit was brought in bad faith and directing bar associations in New York and Washington, D.C. to review the matter. Lummis says she plans to vote to confirm Blanche, calling him qualified. Barrasso also expressed support, saying Blanche is committed to law and order and protecting taxpayers from government abuse. Both senators will vote on the nomination if it reaches the full Senate. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.